the Bristol Cable Podcast.
My name's Alon. I'm one of the co-founders of the Bristol Cable, and I work on a whole number of different areas within the co-op, from content side of things to events and membership, essentially working with coordinators from all different parts of the project to make it happen. We're not ones to go for predictable kind of straight up reports, but we're more interested in doing more of the investigations on issues that really affect our lives and many people's lives in the city. So the article that I've been working on, it's been a collaborative effort with another author called Alex Turner. We've been investigating the state of emergency accommodation provision in the city. A few months ago, we received a letter from an unnamed source that showed that Connolly and Callaghan, the biggest providers of emergency accommodation provision for families in the city, had bought up a block of flats in Knowle West that had still tenants living in that block of flats. And they had issued all of them what are called Section 21 notices, essentially the first stage of what could become a forced eviction, informing all of the tenants that they had to leave the property within 2 months because they wanted to essentially fill the accommodation, turn it into emergency accommodation, which is charged at much higher rents, paid for by housing benefits by local authorities. So essentially what you had were tenants, settled private tenants, being forced out of their homes in order for an emergency accommodation provider to house homeless families at much higher rates. We published that. Lots more testimonies started coming to the Cable about the state of emergency accommodation. So our job as journalists at the Cable was to try and go through all of this information that was being sent to us, try and verify what was correct as best as possible, and then put the questions to Connolly and Callaghan and to Bristol City Council as to why there were so many allegations of substandard support.